KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, this is City Hall Hustle. I'm your host, Wells Dunbar. Last week, the Austin City Council got its first look at numbers for next year's budget. And the financial outlook? Well, we'll get back to you about that. Austin's currently negotiating its three public safety contracts, police, fire, and EMS. And budget staff calls those contracts a wild card in the city's fiscal year 2014 budget. The city's cost of doing business is going up. Staff lists $29 million in cost drivers, rising insurance and workers' comp expenses, maintaining council policies, and more. But factor in a potential 3% raise for Austin's public safety responders, one potential outcome of contract negotiations, and that $29 million balloons to nearly $43 million. That drew this reaction from Councilmember Mike Martinez.
It seems to project that as if this is a starting point, and we're already saying we're going to be millions of dollars short.
Taking up two-thirds of the $755 million general fund that covers city services, public safety draws the most attention each budget season. Councilmember Bill Spellman sang a familiar tune. While calling a 3% raise inequitable, he also asked for hard evidence to continue the city policy of hiring two officers per every 1,000 residents.
Police department is the only department in the city government that actually gets an automatic increase. And it's no surprise that they have the biggest share of the general fund increases for the last 10 years is because of that automatic increase.
All said, an Austinite with a $190,000 home could pay $160 more each year. That includes a worst-case scenario on property taxes, the biggest hike under state law without a special election, but also utility rate and fee increases. The council won't act to adopt the fiscal year 2014 budget until September. You're listening to City Hall Hustle at KETNews.org. I'm Wells Dunbar. If only the city budget was the one thing dominating the council's attention. Here to do the math is Mike Kanan with City Hall newsletter Infact Daily. Good to see you, Mike.
Hey, it's good to see you.
So, budget staff says public safety contract talks are clouding the outlook for next year. But what else can we tell at this early stage in budget season?
Well, not much. It looks like the council's going to be about $5 million short if they want to give everybody pay raises, a 3% pay raise, which is going to make it awfully difficult to give everybody a 3% pay raise. And that's actually an issue that's going to carry forward over the next, I think, three or four fiscal cycles if you're looking at pay raises each of those cycles. So that's going to be something they're going to have to deal with. The other thing, of course, as you mentioned, is the public safety contracts. No one's quite sure what kind of a hit the city's going to take on those. And so moving forward, there's going to be some level of uncertainty in the budget process until those are settled. Management hopes to bring those back by August 1st or August 15th or sometime before the city council has to set the budget. But nobody's saying, hey, yeah, that's definitely going to be the case yet.
So the budget isn't the only fiscal throwdown facing council. On Tuesday, things got heated as the council debated competing plans for an independent governing board. Walk us through the plans that are emerging, Mike.
You've got two very similar plans from Councilmembers Spellman and Riley. Both are sort of offering a check on any independent board that would come in the form of some kind of council review. That would theoretically appeal to folks who are worried that the independent board is going to go off and buy, you know, like 7 or 10 nuclear plants or whatever. Not likely, but, you know, I guess there's always that possibility. A council check would sort of allow them to review major decisions such as those. And to be fair, we should note that council isn't planning, at least Spellman and Riley aren't planning on giving up authority over major decisions such as generation, asset control, though they're willing to sort of let the independent board deal with rates to some degree. I think that council will ultimately retain the power to make a final call there too. You've got the Spellman and the Riley plans. Council members Morrison and Tovo, however, are not at all as excited about handing over power to an independent board, and they would like a much more scaled down version of what's being pitched. Looks though like Spellman and Riley or whatever emerges from those two plans, that looks like there'll be enough votes to get that passed. Just by my very informal, I should note, very informal counting, it seems like they've got 4 votes for that. But of course, we'll see. This stuff can turn on a dime.
And one interesting aside in the Austin energy debate is, forgive the pun, the power struggle over just who would appoint utility leadership under a new system. The city manager currently makes those appointments, but the city council appears to be eyeing that power for themselves. And this comes at a time when top utility employees are making fewer and fewer appearances before the council and city boards. Now here's a clip of Austin Energy's Jeff Weiss explaining the absence of top Austin Energy management at recent electric utility commission meetings. Let's take a listen.
It's an advisory board. It's not the council itself. It gives staff a chance to come and to respond to questions, practice public speaking in an environment like that.
What's going on here, Mike?
Well, you know, I think the operative portion of Mr. Weiss's statement there was it's not council. And this is something that the EUC has been really sort of hammering. Commissioner Michael Weber really dinged the utility on it. I think it was the March meeting, and he was like, well, where is everybody? Chief Operating Officer Cheryl Mealy and General Manager Larry Weiss had been sort of disappearing from meetings. And if you listen to the EUC, and I think that there's probably some merit in this argument, they don't feel like the EUC, because they're not a decision-making body, is sort of they're lower on the priority list. And I think that the EUC was sort of stung by that, as the EUC would be. And I think council is stung by that idea, too. You know, you could read a little more into it and say that City Manager Mark Ott is sort of keeping key Austin Energy employees two key Austin Energy employees away from the board as they're sort of debating issues of governance. You could read that into it. I'm not sure that that's entirely fair, but there's something going on.
Mike Cannon is with InFact Daily and is a regular contributor to the Austin Chronicle. Thanks for being here, Mike.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Wells.
Until next time, I'm Wells Dunbar with KUT News, and this is City Hall Hustle.